The following shiur has been presented by Rav Zev Lef, Rav of Moshav Matasyahu in Eretz Yisrael, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Psachim daf kuf chaf omer aleph. Tanya Kavosi the Rava, the Brisa that supports Rava, Sheshes Yomim Tocha Matzos, Uviyoma Shvia Seres Hashem Elokecha. Should eat matzah 6 days, and the seventh day is a convocation to Hashem. Ma Shvi Rishus, just like on the seventh day it doesn't say you eat matzahs, and it is only a Rishus, something you're allowed to do, but not something you have to do. Av Sheshes Yomim Rishus, so too, the other 6 days are also only Rishus, and you don't have to eat matzah any of the 7 days. My timer, what does that mean? Havidover Shehoya Bechlal, right? The seventh day was part of the klal, the Yotzum and HaKlal Lalamed, and it went out of the klal to teach, not only on itself, to exclude the seventh day from the Rechiyuv, the liability of eating matzah, Ela lilmod al haklal kula yotzer, to tell me that all the 7 days, including the first 6 days, right, that there is no chiyuv, there is no mandate dafka to eat matzah. Yochel af laila harishon rishus. I might think even the first night is something that is not required. Talmud lomer al matzah sumrom yochlu. First night you have to eat the korban pesach with matzah and mor. Ein the elavis mancha beis hamikdash kaim. That's only when there's a beis hamikdash and there's a korban pesach. Bismancha ein beis hamikdash kaim and I. And how do you know that you have to eat matzah even when there is no beis hamikdash the first night? Talmud lomer be'erev tochlu matzos hakosuv kavuchova. The first night the Torah says that it is a requirement to have to eat matzah. And so paskin the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that there is no requirement to eat matzah except for the first night. The Balamor asks, why don't we make a bracha on matzah the whole 7 days, as we do on sukkah? And we learn matzah, sukkah from matzah, that just like matzah, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah the first night, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night. The rest of the yontif, if you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. So we do make a bracha on the sukkah all 7 days. Why don't we make a bracha on matzah? And the Balamor answers, because sukkah, it's impossible to go 7 days without sleeping, so you have to dwell in the sukkah, and therefore you make a bracha. But matzah, you can go 7 days without eating matzah, and therefore, since there's nothing that will make it imperative to eat matzah, you don't make a bracha on that. It seems from the Bal Hamor that the question is only legabe a bracha. But just like there's a mitzvah, if you want to eat in the sukkah, if you want to eat, you could eat, have to eat in the sukkah the whole 7 days, so too, if you want to eat matzah, you get a mitzvah the whole 7 days. The only thing is, you can't make a bracha because it's totally voluntary, and you can't say vitzivanu, that God commanded us, required us, since it's a totally voluntary thing. And this is also the halacha, according to the Rokeach, that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. It's a totally voluntary mitzvah, but there's a mitzvah, the Chizkuni also says that, and also Mashma from the Vilna Gaon also says there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. And the Chassam Sofer in Shilas and Shuvas Yoredeya Kuf Tzadik Aleph also says that one who eats matzah all 7 days is Mekayim a mitzvah. And even though the Gemara says it's a Rishus, right, but it's only a Rishus, says the Vilna Gaon, Legabe Bechova. It's not a requirement, so it's voluntary, but it's not voluntary totally that there's no mitzvah. It's a voluntary mitzvah. In understanding the Balamor, one could say that in order to say vitzivanu, you need something that makes the mitzvah mandatory upon you. For instance, tzitzis. There's no chiyuv to wear a garment of four corners and to wear tzitzis. But if you wear a garment of four corners, then you must put tzitzis on. So even though you can choose to wear a garment of four corners or not, once you make that choice, now the Torah comes along and says, put on tzitzis, so you can make a brach on that. Shechita. There's no chiyuv to shecht an animal or to eat meat. But if you decide you want to eat meat, now you're going to have to shecht an animal to be able to eat that meat. So at that point that you make the decision to want to eat meat, the Torah comes along and says, you must shecht. So you can make a bracha, vitzivanu. However, with matzah, it's totally voluntary. There's no two stages. If you want to eat matzah, you want to eat matzah. If you don't want to eat matzah, you don't want to eat matzah. Sukkah, however, is different. Sukkah, you are going to come to a situation where you're going to have to dwell in the sukkah and have to sleep, which is dwelling, you're going to have to do it in the sukkah. So it's also a two-stage thing. However, there's another way to learn the Balamor. The Balamor is not telling us only in regards to the bracha, but he's telling us that when the Torah said, Basukas teishvu shivas yomim, it meant that there is a mitzvah to do it. Because since dwelling includes sleeping, and it's impossible not to sleep, then the Torah meant dwell in the sukkah in a positive way. But when the Torah said to eat matzah, there's no reason to assume that it meant it in a positive way. It's just a negative thing. Don't eat chametz. That's how the Rivash learns. And therefore, when one eats matzah, he doesn't get a positive mitzvah, but he is mekayim alav of not eating chametz. When you eat other things that couldn't become chametz, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah of not eating chametz. But when you eat something that could have been chametz, which is matzah, and you eat it as matzah, not as chametz, then you are actively fulfilling the prohibition of not eating chametz. And on that, you don't make a bracha. With this, you can understand that when it comes to matzah, there's an idea of not eating chametz and being mekayim that by eating matzah. Since we learn sukkah from matzah, it would follow that there are two ideas in the idea of eating in the sukkah the rest of Yontif. One is the positive mitzvah of eating in the sukkah voluntarily. It's a voluntary mitzvah. But also we learn from matzah, there's an idea of not eating outside the sukkah. It's not just a positive thing of eating in the sukkah, but by eating in the sukkah, you're also, what we learn from matzah, that there's an idea of not eating chametz and doing it in a positive way by eating matzah, there's an idea of not eating outside the sukkah, which explains a very difficult minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch says that we need a special pasuk to tell me that schach, that's stolen, you don't fulfill the mitzvah with it, and not rely only on the idea that mitzvah habo b'aveira, that a mitzvah that comes through a sin, you can't fulfill the mitzvah, because if it would only be that stolen schach is possible because it's a mitzvah habo b'aveira, then you couldn't fulfill the mitzvah of eating the sukkah in the sukkah, that l'maisa it's still schach, and you wouldn't transgress the prohibition of eating outside the sukkah. You won't have the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, you won't get rewarded, but you're not eating outside the sukkah because there is schach. Now that the Torah comes along and says that schach gozel is posel, it's not schach at all, so then it's like you're eating outside the sukkah. Where is this concept that there's an idea besides the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah? There's also a concept of not eating outside the sukkah, that lechora we learn from matzah, where the mitzvah of matzah, the whole 7 days, is merely a fulfillment of not eating chametz, and we learn that that same idea applies to sukkah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.